Psalm 95 and the first 7 verses. The psalm is a clear invitation, a call, an exhortation for the people to come and join in the worship of God. Come, let us sing. Let us come before him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. The psalmist, in setting these words in this psalm, is inviting, encouraging, exhorting, urging the people of Israel to join together in corporate worship, praise, and adoration of God. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Note these words. Sing, joy, shout, aloud, thanksgiving, extol, music, song, bow down, worship, kneel, praising God, exulting in God, joying in God, lifting up their hearts and voices, shouting aloud to the God of their salvation. And if they could do this in the Old Covenant, how much more should we, brother and sister, in the New Covenant, how much more should we be engaged in the adoration and praise of God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, for all the revelation of their love, mercy, grace, and kindness to us in saving us from our sins and presenting us faultless before his presence with everlasting joy. What a wonderful thing. No wonder the apostle could speak of joy inexpressible and full of glory. 1 Peter chapter 1. Jesus prayed that my joy might be in them. John 17. Singing, shouting. And of course in the New Covenant we're encouraged to engage in mutual song and praise, singing to one another in the priesthood of all believers, making melody in our hearts, praising the Lord. Let us not let the Old Covenant Israelites outdo us in this praise and worship. But did you notice the word for in verse 3? And the word for in verse 7? Come, let us sing, let us praise, let us shout, let us come before God with thanksgiving and so on. Let us extol him, for the Lord is the great God. And then again, come, let us bow down in worship. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. What am I trying to say? The psalmist is not setting out mere sentiment in this paean of praise. He's got solid argument. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. There's two reasons. And then there's a third one. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Three reasons for worship here. One, the greatness, the uniqueness, the kingship of God. You could subdivide these. The Lord is the great God. The Lord is the great King. The Lord is the great King above all gods. The uniqueness, the exaltation, the supremacy of God above all gods. Now I can hear somebody saying, well, you're being intolerant, aren't you? You're being exclusive. Now what shall I say to that? Bang on, my friend. Bang on. You've got it dead right. I am being absolutely intolerant here. Utterly exclusive. The Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Islam? Yes. The gods of Islam. God of Islam. The God of the Buddhas. The God of the Hindus. The Buddhists, the Sikhs and so on? Yes. Yes. In New Testament days, the Greek gods, the Roman gods, yes. Well, that's a bit intolerant. Well, I take it from my Savior. I am the way, he says. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the only way to God. No man comes to the Father but by me. Peter picked up. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, the name of Jesus Christ. So in New Covenant terms and in Old Covenant terms, in full biblical terms, the Lord is the great God, not just one of the gods. He is the great God, the only God, the great King above all gods, the uniqueness, the exaltation of God. And then the creation, in his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. The first ground, the uniqueness, the kingship, the glory, the exaltation of God. And now the creation, the depths of the earth, the mountain peaks, the sea, the land, all made by, belonging to, and under the dominion of God. Do you notice the Bible never explains creation? It certainly never explains it away. It certainly doesn't apologize for it. It merely asserts it, declares it, and uses it to speak to sinners. Look at the heavens and see. Look at the earth. Look at the nature around you and see the hand of God everywhere. Romans 1, you'll be judged because you have not, unbeliever, you'll be judged because you've not made use of this nature to learn the excellences of God. But here, what does the psalmist make of creation? The ground and cause of my worship and praise. God created. One of the sad things to me is that many of the evangelistic meetings run by creation societies, they leave me cold. They don't give me any sense of this worship. The psalmist here is not explaining about Noah's flood and the ark and all the rest of it. He's not going into the evolutionary things and explaining all these things. Oh, you could say, well, he didn't have these things in his day, but there was no effort like that. What is he doing? In God's hands are the depths of the earth. The mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. I think we should learn from this in the days when we're trying to answer evolutionists. There is a place for that. But let us do it in such a way. Let us speak of God the Creator in such a way that men worship him, feel their smallness, and see the immensity of God. I paint watercolors, and somebody told me once that there was something Japanese about my paintings, because I tend to put small people in with large scenes, large skies, and expansive landscapes. And it gives a sense, the Chinese apparently, or the Japanese, did it purposely. They gave this sense of smallness of man and the largeness of creation. And I was doing it without thinking of that, but the truth is, that is the truth. Man is small, creation is great, but God is greater than man and creation, all creation. The mountain peaks, the depths of the earth, the sea, the land, it all belongs to him. That's the second ground. And the third ground, this God is our God, the personal now, our God. We've had that throughout. Rock of our salvation. It's our Lord, it's our King, the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. He made us. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our God. This unique God is our God, brother and sister. We are the people of his pasture, sheep, the flock under, beneath his care. I'm reminded of John 10. I give my life for the sheep, says Christ. They hear my voice. They follow me. They know me. I love my sheep. No man shall pluck them out of my hand. Come, let us bow down. Let us worship. Let us exalt in God, the Creator, yes. The sustainer of his people, the carer for his people. In the New Covenant terms, the Savior of his people. Let us come before him, the only unique, sovereign God. Let us sing for joy to the Lord. Now, I've set this in meter. And if anybody would like a copy of this, just send me an email. There's a link on the sermon audio site. Send me an email and I'll post it back to you. Email it back to you. I'm taking a risk reading this because it may not be very good poetry. Spurgeon, I think, said, haven't all of us in our weak moments tried to write hymns? Well, here's another one. But if it's any use to anyone, then just write to me and you can have it. Come, let us sing for joy unto the Lord. And let us to our saving rock our praises shout aloud. Let us before him come, thanksgiving let us bring. Extol him with our praises now in music as we sing. For God is great alone, the Lord the great God he. The great King high above all gods he reigns in majesty. Contained within his hand the depths of earth below, the mountain peaks to him belong, the sea is his, we know. Since he the sea has made, the sea it is his own, his hand the dry land also formed, let God be praised alone. Oh, come, let us bow down in worship, let us bow. Let us approach our Maker God and kneel before him now. Let us our Maker serve, for he our God is here. We are the people of his fold, the flock beneath his care.